It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello. Welcome to Thursday. This is Talking Flicks Day. JT here. Grant Lee is with me as well. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, JT. How are you on this great February the 12th day?
It's a good day. It's a great day, isn't it?
You know? It is a good day. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this day quite well.
Are you? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, before we go on, I'm just going to take the lead here, okay?
Oh, okay.
The reason why I said February 12th and it's a good day and you think it's a good day, I'm actually just going to press this little button here and we'll see what happens.
What button are you pressing? Oh, not that button.
I'm going to press... Yes, yeah.
Oh, not that button.
That's
oh,
a special
that button.
It's a... Oh, my God.
Mr.
Happy birthday,
Lee.
JT.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
Can you believe you and I are spending your birthday together?
Again?
Again.
Yes.
It's all the special moments, isn't it?
It is.
Like Boxing Day and...
Christmas Day.
It's all these special
birthdays.
Yes. So I hope you have a happy birthday today.
Thank you, Mr. Lee.
And you get spoiled.
I didn't think you'd remember. So I was like,
I did hide the cake. The cake's actually coming. It'll be here hopefully by the end of the podcast.
Right.
Hopefully. Because I thought if I bring something in, you're going to be sus. So hence, that's why.
True. Yeah. No, I thought you'd forgotten. I was like, yes, I got away with it. It's a great start of the day. Yes. And then you remembered. No. But thank you, Mr. Lee. Yeah. I do appreciate that. Another year older. Can't believe it.
Wiser, I don't know, but yes, another year older.
Definitely not wiser. less hair, yes. Tick.
Yes.
Yeah.
More
aching ailments.
We all get that.
Tick. Oh, dear, but thank you very much. Yes, looking forward to it. How's your week been, Mr. Lee? How did it work?
Yeah, we've had a really good week. It's been fun. We've had lots of people in, which is really good. It's been a really, really good week.
Did you enjoy your week up until today? Oh, it's good up until today. Did you enjoy the Super Bowl on Monday? Did you enjoy the performance?
I watched the halftime performance.
Bad Bunny?
Yeah, Bad Bunny, yeah. Apparently he spent $50 million of his own dollars to do that.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's incredible.
I don't know.
But he had all those stars, Jennifer Aniston and all them. Like, just incredible. Like, oh. Apparently you don't get paid for it.
No, because it's publicity, right? So
correct.
It's like, because he'll get a lot out of that, right? He's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. But Bad Bunny. Did you know much about Bad Bunny? Do you know much? Have you heard any of his songs? No.
Must say I did fast forward it a little bit. So I didn't.
We're going to start calling you Bad Bunny, Mr. Lee. You watch. That's your new nickname. Everybody, please welcome Bad Bunny. Oh, dear. But well done to the Seattle Seahawks. What a game that was. Yeah, geez. That was great. And, we will remember Bad Bunny. After that,
yes,
great performance. It's just so good. Yeah. I can't remember it.
The other thing too, just very quickly, the commercials. Don't you love the commercials?
Well, that's why you watch it, isn't it? For the commercials.
Correct. You do. You watch it for the halftime and the commercials because you know. And Pepsi really gave it to Coke this year, didn't they?
They certainly did. Yeah. So how much are going to cost us to get a commercial for Talking Flicks and the Super Bowl? What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Could you pay for that, Mr.
Well, I reckon. I don't think I'd have the budget in mind. Isn't it like something like three mil, US dollars.
More. I was going to say maybe you could sell your house to pay for it, but I don't think that's it. And that'll get you one 30-second ad.
Oh, I think we'd get probably half a second if I had to sell my house.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, let's flick the switch from footy to movies. Yeah. We will be doing our top fives this week. We'll see what's number one at the box office. Last week, it was the surprise Iron Lung, so we'll see whether it stays there again this week. Grant hits the red carpet with some real news. We'll go around the screens. There's a bit starting to happen at the Odeon 5 and Forum 6 Cinemas. And Miss Lee, I'm so excited to talk this week's new movies because one of my favourites, Margot, has a new movie out this week and I can't wait to talk about it. So much so, let's just get into it.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Quite funny because we've got two new movies this week and they've both got Aussies in them.
Chris Hemsworth.
Which is really... The first one is Crime 101, and this is a crime thriller movie and stars Chris Hemsworth and Halle Berry, Mark Ruffalo, and it's all about some heists that unfold inside a car on the 101 freeway in Los Angeles. Sounds interesting, doesn't it?
It does. And I've got to say, again, Chris Hemsworth does an amazing job. Like, for an Aussie, he just settles in so well in Hollywood, doesn't he? Like, just takes it like a duck to water.
You know, something that I'd really like is him actually to be the driver of my car, not to rob me, but wouldn't it be interesting to talk to him?
Yeah, he just looks
if he
so
was
sick.
The Uber driver.
I know. Look, what a great little story. And, Chris Hemsworth in Crime 101. Let's hear him do his thing.
Take a deep breath in and exhale. What do you see? What do you feel? Feel this moment.
Yeah, I wouldn't die for an insurance company. Get in. There's water in the trunk.
Could have been certain. Could have been a Jeep. Right to get to police.
He hits jewels, cash, and high-value items. He knows exactly what to transport and when. There's no DNA. He's in and out in seconds.
Your guy's untraceable.
I need that. I came here to make you a business proposition. Worked at the same company for 11 years. You're a VP when you should be a partner. Those high-value items your company insures, I make them disappear.
Start by handing me your phone.
So you're a thief.
Guys you work for, you think they're squeaky clean?
I need to start considering myself and maybe my clients.
Don't threaten me.
Life's too short to drive boring cars, right?
If you see her with me, she's taken.
What's the security setup?
There's a courier carrying watches and gems, looking at $11 million in one room, of which I want three.
Let him rob the courier. And then you'll rob him.
My dad always said you gotta break a few eggs.
I see you again today.
Get down!
Every series of actions creates a pattern.
It's not about the money.
What is it about?
I'm getting close. I know it.
Hello, James.
What a fantastic crime thriller. Crime, that sounds like Bad Bunny. Crime 101. heading into the weekend. I can tell you now, Miss Lee, I actually could go a good thriller. I think I'm in need of one. Yeah.
I think I am too, actually. And I think that would be the one I would go to. If not... If you want to do something very special for your Valentine this Saturday.
Yes, I would love to do that.
And get some brownie points. Wuthering Heights will be the one. Do you need brownie points? I do.
Well, I need some brownie points, but I feel like I can go and see this movie to get brownie points and check out Margot Robbie. So I feel like this is a great excuse to go and see Margot. It's a win-win to go and see Margot. I've got to say I really like the look of this. When I first saw it, like I don't do history type movies very well, Mr. Lee, as you'd be aware.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, Margot's in this, and I'm drawn to it. And also, it is Valentine's Day, so it's lovey-dovey. It's what you got to do.
Oh, you do. And look, it is from Emily Bronte's classic gothic romance. Now, this one is written and directed by Emerald Fennell, who bought a Saltburn. Remember that one?
Remember Saltburn a few years ago?
Mm. That went right off, especially that last scene in the end of the movie. This one does also star Jacob Elordi, who is hot at the moment. He's in everything. He's doing such a great job. And he is Aussie too, isn't he? I'm pretty sure he's Aussie.
Jacob Elordi.
So having two Aussies in the... Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah, but it's interesting when you hear her talk, she is talking very... old-fashioned, isn't she? Because I know it's an old-fashioned movie, but she's doing it so well.
Mm. Yeah, no, I think it's amazing. Like, she's got the way she transforms throughout the movie as well, just from what you can see in the trailer. It looks great. And they both, the chemistry is really good there. And Mr. Lee, the consumer advice is, well, mature themes, coarse language, a bit of sexy time as well, which is great what you need for a Valentine's movie, right? So... Not only do we get the brownie points, Margot Robbie, it's all happening here, right? This is what a great outing this is going to be. Should we have a listen to Weather He Wants?
I think we better.
What should you do, Heathcliff? If you were rich?
I suppose I'd do what all rich men do. Live in a big house. And be cruel to my servants. Take a wife.
A wife? What wife?
Heathcliff.
You're not enough. Not for her.
Mr. Lint asked me to marry him. Heathcliff is gone. You must accept it.
Robbie, Jacob Elordi from Brisbane, Mr. Lee. So, yes, he is an Aussie. You were right, he's an Aussie. And Charlie XCX on that incredible soundtrack. So, yeah, what a great movie. I'm sorry, I better put you...
Oh, how funny. It was me, sorry.
I put muted your mic on. It was on. What are you doing?
So sorry, I forgot I didn't unmute my mic. Yeah, it is. It's so good that he is Aussie, and yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
Now, also screening, if that's not on your Valentine's Day bucket list, maybe these movies are.
We've got Stray Kids, The Dominate Experience, Scream 30th Anniversary Screening, Whistle, Sinners, Iron Lung, Six the Musical Live, Avatar Fire and Ash, Hamnet, The Housemaid, Is This Thing On, Marty Supreme, Send Help, You're a bit slow there. I was doing it. Shelter, Sung Sung Blue, Anaconda, David, Grand Prix of Europe, The SpongeBob Movie, Search for SquarePants, The Pow Pow Fish, and Zootopia 2. Check your local cinema website or box office for screening times.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard. With the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right. Excuse me. Let's. What is going on today? Okay, let's go to the States. Okay, let's do the top five for the USA, and it goes like this: number five is Dracula, number four is Stray Kids, the Dominate Experience, number three is Iron Lung, number two is Solo Mio, and number one for the US. Oh, I'm definitely happy about this. Send Help, Rachel McAdams.
I Dylan O'Brien. Thought you would be happy. Mm. Yeah. It deserves to be there.
Definitely.
After,
does.
Yeah, you saying it last week. That's the reason why the States got up there. Now, let's have a look at Australia. Number five, The Housemaid. Number four is Send Help. Number three is Iron Lung, which is big because it was number one.
Yeah.
Number two is Marty Supreme and number one for Australia for the first week. Shelter with Jason Statham.
Which is our Flickster tomorrow, right?
Yes, it certainly is. So I'm very happy about that. So, yeah, I know our Flickster tomorrow will be very excited. I can't wait to talk to them, whoever they are.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right, Mr. Lee, it's time to deck down and head over to the red carpet to deliver your real news. What's happening in Hollywood, my friend?
Yeah, look, Catherine Zeta-Jones, I actually do like her as an actress and person too. Like, she is such a talented actress. She was in Chicago many years ago. She can sing, she can dance, she can do it all. Well, she's going to be in a new movie directed by Tate Taylor, who did The Help and The Girl on the Train. And this is a psychological thriller called Cupid. And it sounds very interesting. I wonder if it comes out next Valentine's Day. That'd be an interesting movie for Valentine's Day, wouldn't it? Next year.
Be great.
So, yeah.
It sounds it, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so that will be interesting. Now, some other news. K-pop concert, which Tamworth's playing this week, and I know Wagga is playing next week. The documentary has actually taken 19 million worldwide, which that's huge for a documentary.
Massive.
But the big news, it's massive for a documentary. But the bigger news is Zootopia 2 now has got to $1.8 billion and it's still playing everywhere. We're still playing it. It's still getting a lot of people.
So where would that sit now when we look at the highest grossing films? Where does this one now sit? Had to be up there, wouldn't
it? It'd be in the top five for sure. It would have to be now. I'll do some research and I'll let you know next week. But, yeah, it has to be up there because it's just that's huge.
Massive.
For a $1.8 billion movie, and guaranteed there'll be a Zootopia 3 come out too, so which is going to be fun. So, and the other news is, remember The Nanny, the TV show?
Yeah.
With Fran Drescher?
Fran Drescher, yeah.
Well, she was the president of SAG, which she was up front, you know, in front of the cameras all the time when there was things happening and all that. Well, do you remember one of the stars out of Lord of the Rings, Sean Austin?
Yes.
He is now the president.
Right.
He is. And his dad was the Addams Family dad in the movies that played. But, yeah, so Sean Austin is now the new SAG president, which is so exciting because you need someone who's got something there that can make sure people are doing the right thing for the actors in Hollywood.
Well, there you go, Mr. Lee. That's very interesting.
There you go. That's my week in real news.
Screens. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Just keep going, Mr. Lee. Keep going.
I'll just keep going, yeah. So in Tamworth, Wagga and Orange, we are replaying the Oscar-nominated Best Pictures. We've got Sinners on this week, this Sunday, which is so good, 16 nominations. Then February 22, we've got One Battle After Another with 13 noms. March 1, we've got F1, the movie, and then also playing on March 1, the National Theatre Live's Hamlet, which is very exciting. Now, in Tamworth, we've got the epic Elvis Presley in concert Seniors Morning Tea happening on February 25, and then we've got a Ladies Night happening on February 26 for Solo Milo, which is the new Kevin James movie. And don't forget Orange, which will be tomorrow night, and over the weekend they will be playing the 30th anniversary of Scream. So that will be on. I can't believe it's 30 years when I first watched that movie.
What do you mean? You watched it? I highly doubt that. I really doubt that.
I did have my eyes closed and my ears closed, but I did watch. And I remember my wife saying, oh, it's a comedy. Yeah, no, it was not a comedy. So, yeah.
No, it's definitely not a comedy.
It's definitely not a comedy.
I assure you that,
it still scared me.
And, of course, the next Scream 7, is out in a couple of weeks, which is going to be great too. So, good timing.
Yeah, very good timing. So, yeah, lots happening all around the region with what's around the screens.
Opening next week, is this Fackham Hall? Is that...
Yeah, it's Fackham Hall.
What is it?
It is Fackham Hall. It is a dark comedy, and it's co-written by Jimmy Carr and a few other people. It looks like Downton Abbey, but not. And it, as I say, it's a dark comedy, so... It's going to be a lot of swearing, I think, and it's going to
crude humor. Yeah.
You watch the trailer and you just go, "Oh my god, this is hilarious." There is coarse language, as I said, and there is sexual references. So, Tom Felton's in it from
Harry Potter. Yeah, Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. So that opens up next week. And then, of course, we've got the epic Elvis Presley in concert happening. And as I said before, around the screens, one battle after another will be playing next week as well.
Well, there you go. That is what's happening around the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas, which means, Mr. Lee, the time has come to close the podcast for this week.
It is. And as we say, the cake has arrived. We will eat cake. You're going to have cake, aren't you?
I definitely think
so. Just don't blow the candles out. You can't do that now. You can't.
It's only us, Mr. Lee. It's only us. Seriously. You're not seriously going to be the fun police.
No.
This is the two of us. Sure.
I will let you. I will. Yeah. Just blow on that side of the cake, not the other side. And you know what? I couldn't fit all the candles on top, so we've got one candle. That's it.
All right. So what did you... Thank you for that. So what did you... So what kind of cake did you get me? Come on. We've got time. You can fill me in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought I'd go way out today, and I actually called into a local cheesecake shop, and I got you a beautiful carrot cake.
Oh, carrot cake?
It's a nice caramel cheesecake, so I hope you enjoy it. Yeah. Do you like caramel or chocolate?
You're chocolate. More of a chocolate person, yeah. But you know what? You did buy it, Mr. Lee, so I'll pretend I like it, okay? How does that sound?
Yeah, please. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. And, of course, I will have to return the favour for you next week, because next Thursday, someone else's birthday.
Can you believe we're 7 days apart?
Payback's a bitch.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well. Look forward to it.
Look out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lee. We're going to have some cake and we're going to have some fun. Maybe too early for a beverage, Mr. Lee. It's definitely not, is it?
Oh.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's never too early. Yeah, it is. Exactly right. I think it's time we should have one.
All right.
Nice coffee.
Well, we're going.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.